My guest at this time is Christian Rickers. He's the executive director of the Trumpocrats Political Action Committee. We've heard a lot about prominent Republicans refusing to back Donald Trump, but there are also Democrats who are saying no to Hillary Clinton and fully support Trump. And Christian, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you for having us on today, the Trumpocrats Pack.
Well, what is it about this cycle that made you switch from backing the Democratic nominee and supporting the Republican? Is it a distaste for Hillary, a genuine liking of Trump, or a combination of the two?
I actually supported Bernie Sanders in the primary, and early on I decided if he was not going to win the primary, that I was not going to support Hillary Clinton. She is a career politician. If you think she's going to do something to change Washington, I'll sell you a motorcycle in Kansas. I mean, it's just ridiculous. And I came from a town with 25 manufacturing facilities 20 years ago, and now it has one. Nobody is more responsible for that than the Clintons and their trade policies that they've advocated over the years. We're just finding out that Ford is leaving town, going to Mexico, taking all the jobs there, and Carrier Air Conditioning and Maytag. And, when is this going to stop? She's a globalist, went from being dead broke after she left the White House to now worth about $250 million. And that's seling influence all over the world. And I just think it's unconscionable. Donald Trump has said he's going to do something to bring the jobs back. That's what most people care about. They want to be able to provide for their families.
What's been the reaction from your other Democratic friends who don't agree with you?
Oh, well, do you think the Trump supporters are, nasty and they call them deplorable? Well, you ought to see the Clinton support. We had a tomato thrown at us the other day at the rally near Pittsburgh. They're really nasty people, man. The Clintons have been doing this for years. They take a hatchet job on anybody who is their opponent, and it's gutter politics. They're experts at it, and we need to fight back. We're going through the Rust Belt, Pennsylvania, to all through Ohio. We've had hundreds of thousands, millions of voters who've signed up and said they're Democrats who are supporting Donald Trump. It's going to make the difference in the election, and we need the support to keep on going. Every day we have a lot more that are switching, and these are blue-collar people who don't have the benefits they used to have. They don't have the health care they used to have. No pensions anymore, no security for their families, and they're fed up with it. And again, Washington is not going to fix it with Hillary Clinton. I mean, everybody knows that if she's elected, they're going to get more of the same. That's why we're having so many of these Democrats that are now Trumpocrats.
Talk about the groundswell for this a little more, because as I mentioned at the outset, we don't hear a lot about Democrats being ready to abandon the Democratic nominee this year and going with the Republicans. So you're talking about millions of people in critical battleground states who are ready to flip here?
Sure. An article came out yesterday in the Pittsburgh Gazette that said, it's 100,000 and counting that have already switched their registration in Pennsylvania, and there's like 20 some thousand Democrats who switched the other way. Republicans that have switched Democrat. Ohio, it's been even more than that. There's I think a couple hundred thousand that have, these are people who switched their registration to vote for Trump in the primary, and that's just exponential. It's now exponential from that. If you go through where we've been, through the Pittsburgh, south of town, down into the coal country, up into the Mahoning Valley, we were in Youngstown, Ohio. I mean, they've had 10,000 people just in the town of Youngstown that are switching, over to Trump, switching registration to vote for Trump. And that continues through all of these working class areas, these gutted out communities throughout the country. I think Trump is going to improve on Romney's numbers in a lot of places. There is a groundswell. You're not going to hear about it, though, because I've been on Fox News and Fox Business a couple dozen times. We've gotten a lot of good feedback from that. But, an invitation from any of the MSNBC or CNN or major network shows because they don't want to report about it. Now, you'll hear about the 50 or so I call retired Republicans who are supporting Clinton. But these are all Washington insider people. They were never going to support Donald Trump. I mean, they stand to lose a lot, these Washington folks, if Trump is elected. They don't want anybody to upset the apple cart, and Trump is going to do it. And, you know, regular people are turning to Trump as somebody who is a hope to actually shake things up and fix some of the major problems we have in the country.
We're talking with Christian Rickards, Executive Director of the Trumpocrats PAC. And Christian, just a couple questions before we let you go. First of all, talk a little bit more. You've explained pretty well, I think, why you don't believe Hillary Clinton is the answer to many of the country's problems. Talk a little bit more about what Trump has said or his positions that give you confidence that he can turn some of these things around.
Well, he is has an agenda to rebuild our infrastructure in this country, you know, the bridges and roads and ports and you know, our railroads, our infrastructure is, you know, crumbling, and we need to address that. And the job situation, again, for at Ford Motor Company, she's not going to do anything about Ford leaving and going to Mexico, but Trump is. We have policies in this country that incentivize our American corporations to take jobs overseas. That makes absolutely no sense to me. Why in the world would we incentivize our American businesses to go overseas? And that's Hillary Clinton's going to do more of the same. Donald Trump is going to reverse those policies, renegotiate the trade policies that are killing jobs in the country. And I think that's the most important thing, you know, that we could do.
Christian, last question. Obviously, as I'm sure you're well aware, over the past several days since the body talk have come out, and now some allegations with the women. The poll numbers seem to be going against Donald Trump. The numbers you're talking about seem to suggest something else. So how worried are you, or not worried are you, about where the polls stand right now?
There's going to be ebbs and flows, and even over the next 20 days. I saw a poll today, the Rasmussen poll, saying that Donald Trump was up 2 points. I don't think anybody knows how this thing is really going to shake out. That's why people need to stay tuned, hang in there. Support us, support what we're doing at the Trumpocrats PAC, support you know, all of the candidates that are up and down the ballot. Who knows? You know, I don't know who they are. I've never gotten a poll. Have you? I've received any. I don't think anybody really knows how this thing's going to shake out. That's why we need to work harder.
You said up and down the ballot. Are you encouraging folks to vote for Republicans down ballot as well?
We're focused squarely on the presidential race. But I think we should, the Trumpocrats, support any candidates from either party who are going to change Washington, shake up things, and do something differently than what we're doing, and stand up to you know, the Clintons.
Well, as you mentioned, now just a very short time away, about less than 4 weeks until Election Day. We'll keep watching, and we'll certainly keep watching your efforts. Christian, thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you.
Christian Rickards is the executive director of the Trumpocrats PAC. You can find it at trumpocratspac.com. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.